Now we turn our attention to Venezuela. Voters in that country decide on Sunday whether to make dozens of changes to the constitution that are backed by supporters of President Hugo Chavez, including a proposal that would allow him to run for re-election indefinitely. If the referendum passes, Chavez would also get new powers over the media, the central bank, and the economy, and get a big boost for his vision of a socialist state. There have been a series of protests this week against the changes, and polls show voters are divided so far. Of course, Venezuela's relationship with the United States has been strained at best, and Chavez threatened to expel the U.S. ambassador this week and repeatedly claims that the United States is trying to kill him. We are joined by Venezuela's ambassador to the United States, Bernardo Alvarez Herrera. He is in his office in Washington, D.C. Mr. Ambassador, welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And I wonder, from your point of view, can you explain what the referendum is about and why President Chavez wants these changes?
Well, I think the referendum is, in a way, it's a way of develop, let's say, some of the principles that were established in the Constitution that Venezuelan people voted in 1990. So there are basically, we are now creating a much more community-based government. So we will keep the governors of state and the mayors that, of course, are elected democratically. But we thought that it was important to create what we call the communal councils, which is they even receive directly money from the state. And so it's a new kind of government closer to the community. This is, for us, what we have called a much more participatory type of democracy.
Now, this also ends term limits for the president, and critics argue that that's going to expand his powers to the point, really, of being, in effect, a dictator.
Yeah, well, it will be, we deny this. It's like, for example, that you are going to consider the prime minister of England a dictator because he might be he can be reelected. Even in the history of the U.S., you have had moments where there was presidents that were elected for a few times. So and what is important is, first, President Chavez, now, if Venezuelan voters approve the reform, he can be reelected, but he have to be, there should be a democratic election every certain number of years. And people sometimes forget that we have a provision in our constitution that was used against President Chavez of a presidential recall referendum, meaning that at midterm, any elected official, including the president, could be recalled. So we understand that there are other governments and other regimes that people prefer only to have a re-election once, or even there are governments that there is no re-election at all. We are moving on the idea of having a re-election, indefinite re-election. But, of course, you have to go through a process of electoral vote every time.
Now, there's other changes that would come into effect depending on how this referendum goes, but it could give President Chavez direct control over the central bank and monetary policy. It would also allow his government to detain citizens without charge during a state of emergency. Why does he need those kinds of powers?
Yeah, let me tell you, because there is a lot of misinformation. Regarding the central bank, it's not Venezuela would not be the only country in the world that we have restricted the so-called autonomy of the central bank, because what happened and there is there has been opinions among other by people like Joseph Stiglitz, for example, where he has very clearly established that central banks, they try to privilege the one sector of society, the financial sector of society, and we consider that there should be much more coordination between what the government does in terms of economic policies and what the central bank. So independence of the central bank in our countries has been a key element of the neoliberal policies that has resulted in a very social and economic crisis. That is not, this is not true when they say that we are restricting the due process. If there was some discussions about that, but if you read the final draft that is going to be presented, we cannot, even in relation to the U.S., in any case, even if there is a state of emergency, people cannot judge and cannot be tortured, have to be judged by their national judges, etc. So due process is guaranteed in Venezuela.
We are talking with Bernardo Alvarez Herrera, Venezuela's ambassador to the United States, and you are listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Now, Ambassador, there have been a number of student protests, clashes with police. What happens if this referendum doesn't pass? Will President Chavez accept the vote no matter which way it goes?
Yeah, I have been answering this question yesterday and today. And I always would like you, the answer is yes. Because first, there is an independent electoral body in Venezuela. And if they say that the yes wins or the no wins, this is the final decision. And of course, I mean, in the case that the Venezuelans that oppose the reforms will have the majority, we have to accept it. We would like also that people ask the members of the Venezuelan opposition exactly the same question. Because the thing is that they are the one that have to, particularly so those sectors that have been trying to boycott the referendum, they have to accept. So the answer is yes, we will accept, and we hope that every party in Venezuela will accept the results.
Let me ask you about Venezuela's relations with other countries. You've cut off relations with Colombia, one of your largest trading partners. Why?
Well, we didn't cut relationship with Colombia. What we said is we recall the Venezuelan ambassador to Venezuela, which is a diplomatic measure, and because we want to review the bilateral relationship between Colombia and Venezuela. We have said very clearly that we've seen that we consider that there is a crisis. Because, as you know, Venezuela was trying to help because we were called by the president of Colombia to help in the humanitarian agreement. And without any explanation, the effort was canceled. And President Uribe ended up saying that President Chavez was collaborating or helping the terrorists.
And you deny that? You say he was...
I mean, imagine that if you call somebody to help you in a very difficult mission, like the one that we were commissioned to do, which is mediate between the FARC and the government, and then you end up being called a terrorist. I mean, I think this is is unacceptable, and this is why President Chavez has said what he has said. But from the point of view of the commercial relationship and from the relationship between the two countries, what we have decided so far is to recall the Venezuelan ambassador to Colombia. We also have said that we don't have anything against the people of Colombia, that we will be willing to participate in anything that could help the humanitarian agreement in Colombia. And, of course, we are always open to participate and to help in the peace process in Colombia.
And, of course, relations with the United States continue to be tense. President Chavez is accusing the U.S. of promoting his assassination, which, of course, the United States is denying. Venezuela is threatening to expel the U.S. ambassador. Why?
No, well, on the one hand, you know, there has been... The thing is that many people... Sometimes it will be very much more useful to have a very clear position from the U.S. government regarding some of the aspects that people... regarding the Venezuelan situation. And sometimes there is not a clear position. On the other hand, of course, we have the experiences of the past. And as you know, there has been a lot of criticism, and there has been a lot of talk about the way the U.S. has been intervening in Venezuela. Regarding what you said about expelling somebody, there has been some information of reports of people that will be intervening or that has been intervening in internal conflict and internal politics in Venezuela. And promoting this
Ambassador, we're out of time. I am so sorry, very
but
sorry.
What I'm saying is that we are just clarifying whether it's authentic or not.
Thank you very much. Ambassador Bernardo Alvarez Herrera, the Venezuelan ambassador to U.S.